So I have been watching the healthcare debates. Not debates, really, the yellings, the healthcare yellings. And I've really learned a lot about myself watching the town hall meetings and the Tea Party parades and the retardathon walker things. And I'm kind of enjoying it more than I expected to because, you know, I like most people, I'm a big fan of misspelled, grammatically incorrect hyperbole. I love it. And I think up until maybe 5-6 years ago, I would have been more outraged and like, this is terrible, this is awful, these people are crazy. You know, and like, what's going on here? But I realize now that I'm 45 and I've accrued enough experience, like, oh, wait a minute, this always happens all the time. There's America has a proud, rich tradition of voting against its own best interest. And why should it stop now? Why should it stop now? Anyway, so I'm watching these guys, these you know, just purposefully misinformed people believe, you know, just they're crazy shit that they believe, you know, like, Obama's a Nazi. He wants healthcare for everybody. He's a Nazi. He's a Muslim. He's a communist, socialist, black Muslim Nazi. It's the worst kind of Nazi there is. That's the most dangerous, sneaky Nazi, I think. He's a zombie too. I think he's a zombie. And you know, and they're just yelling and screaming. They're completely misinformed and disrupting things, and they're bringing loaded weapons just in case. And I'm watching these people, and you know, I've done my bit for to get a public option. I think it's important. I think it's smart. And but I'm watching these people. The more I watch them, I'm thinking, well, wait a second. You know what? I don't want you to have health care. I want you to die. Yeah. I want less of you and more of me. And here's a simple question. Where are the Christians? Where are the fucking Christians during all this? The idea of universal health care is, seems to me, the most basic, at its core, Christian belief. You take care of people who can't afford to take care of themselves. You don't let them suffer. It seems very Christian. Where the fuck are they? They will raise hundreds of millions of dollars and travel in buses for days to march. Hooray, we did it! Anyway, I can't imagine Jesus giving equal time after the Sermon on the Mount to the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know? I just don't see it happening. All right, well, I've said my piece, and now in the spirit of bipartisanship, I'd like to introduce Doug Van Ellen from CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Hey, thanks, Jesus. All right, yeah. I've heard your side. We'd all like to take care of everybody. Yeah, kings, you have all the money. Give a little bit back to your peasants. Okay, no, I'm in the insurance business, all right? It's a business. I would love to make sure that everybody's okay, but we need money. And this idea, the best part about it, this canard that there are going to be death panels, that Obama wants to kill your grandparents. Obama wants to kill my Nana. He hasn't even met my Nana. She's a nice lady. And they really believe it. They absolutely really believe. Yes, Obama wants to kill grandparents. Of course he does. That's the only way he can get off. It's a secret fetish that he has. Yeah, he wants to kill every grandparent in the country. That's why he ran for president. Seriously, that's how it happened. He was a state senator in Illinois, and he was at home one night in the basement playing cards with his buddies. You know, he was hanging out with the Reverend Wright, William Ayers, and Keith Olbermann, and Osama bin Laden was there, and Kim Jong-il and Sean Penn. Anyway, they're all just playing cards. Yeah, they're just playing cards, and then Obama's grandmother's like, Barack, you didn't clean out the lint tray in the dryer. You come and do that. He's like, oh, that fucking nagging bitch! I want to fucking kill her! But I don't want to jeopardize my state Senate seat. I don't know what to do. Barack, can I make a suggestion? What is it? Well, what if you ran for president of the United States and as part of your platform, you promised every citizen health care, whether they could afford it or not. And everyone knows the only way you can do that effectively is to have a government-run public option. It's an option, it's optional, to compete against the private insurance companies. And everyone knows the only way to make that financially viable is to kill the elderly. And cripples? Yes, Kim Jong, and cripples. Oh, I love this guy. Fucking love him, love him. Mm-hmm. That's how it happened. If you go to any other industrialized country, I'm sorry, every other industrialized country on the face of the earth that has national health services or socialized medicine, that's the great thing about going there is there's no old people. That's what I love about England. Have you been to England? It's like fucking the Logan's Run over there. Non-stop MTV Road Rules, Girls Gone Wild, frat fuckathon. It's great. Every Tuesday in Canada is Grandpa Killing Day. Every Tuesday, that's how they do it. And the ironic thing is the crazy double standard that these people have, all these tea party, tea baggers, all this nonsense, screaming and shouting and yelling, and you know, they're just, oh, how about how terrible everything is, and the ironic thing is they're the first people to get in your face whenever you say anything bad or negative about America. And it's just such a strange double standard. They sit there and go, this country's gone down the toilet. I can't believe what's happened to it. I mean, there's illegal immigration is out of control, and culturally we're a cesspool. There's abortion on demand. And you got San Francisco gays trying to get gay married and spread their homosexual agenda all over the country. And you got these, you know, MTV awful rap and hip hop and the New York and LA Hollywood elite shoving their trash values down our throats. And it's just awful. There's a war on Christmas. There's a war on Christmas. They've declared war on Christmas. That's just awful. I'm too taxed and I'm overtaxed. And it don't matter who you elect in Washington. It's those elites just thumb their nose at the regular guy. It's just awful what's happened to America. Well, I mean, yeah, there are some definite problems. I mean, you know, we're the richest country in history, and we're ranked 37th in the world in healthcare and second in child poverty rates and second in child mortality rates. I mean, you know, there's definitely some problems with that. How dare you! You can go to hell. If you don't like it, get the fuck out, okay? America's the greatest country in the history of ever anything, okay? USA! USA! Go back to New York, you hippie faggot. All right. Interesting.